It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 9th of June? Well, I do hope so. I've missed you the past 2 weeks. I went home to see my family in Texas, which was, of course, wonderful. Almost everyone was there. My sister and brother-in-law, my nieces and their husbands, my great-niece, my great-nephews. We gathered at my niece Michelle's house in Houston, and that lucky girl has a pool in her backyard. So that's where we were most of the time. My brother-in-law and nephew took turns grilling outside. I don't know about where you live, but in the U.S., it is always the men who grill and barbecue, which is fine by me. It's a hot job. We were all basically just lazy. All we did was talk and swim and eat, which was very nice. But I am glad to be home. It was already very hot there, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty early for it to be that hot in Texas. Next time I'll go in April. I'm not used to the heat anymore after living in Paris for 20 years. Speaking of heat, my good colleague Laura Angela Bagnetto was really in the heat, and she was working, unlike me, who was just lazing around a swimming pool. Laura Angela was recently in eastern Chad talking to refugees from Darfur. And as that big-hearted colleague of mine told me, it's been 15 years since many of the refugees from Darfur fled to Chad, and they're still there, largely forgotten. So Laura Angela went to talk to them and hear their stories and share them with you. And how about this? While she was there, she met members of a Francophone RFI club, the Club RFI Abeche. Here she is talking to Antoine Abdoulaye.
My name is Antoine Abdoulaye, and I'm in Abeche. I'm a student at University Adamberka.
And you belong to Club RFI Abeche?
Yep, I belong to this club.
Okay, and what is important to you about this club? Like, what do you like about being in Club RFI?
First of all, I'm so proud to be in this club because it allows us to exchange with our friends, to share our ideas, and that is something which is so important for me.
What do you like about RFI? What do you like when you listen to RFI? What is your favorite thing?
My favorite thing to the RFI, so for example, sometime when I hear some news that's good, and it allows me to understand something about the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And so what hope do you have as someone who listens to RFI for your future?
About our future, I think it will be so nice for someone to be in RFI, and I'm also glad, you know, when we are in RFI, we can find something good in our life. It can help us.
What do young people want?
Young people here want only to stay together daily, to share and to talk about their future. They all time want to be together and build their future.
That was RFI English journalist Laura Angela Bagnetto talking to Antoine Abdoulaye from the Club RFI Abeche in Chad. You can see photos of members of the Club RFI Abeche with Laura Angela on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. And you won't want to miss her on our program Global Focus coming up on the 16th of this month, followed by 5 reportages from June 25th through the 29th, all about her travels and findings. She's a really good reporter. Remember, earlier this year, she was awarded the Bronze Medal for Print and Broadcast Media for coverage of humanitarian and development activities of the United Nations, a prize given by the United Nations Correspondents Association. So you really won't want to miss hearing her pieces. Thanks, Laura Angela, for sharing with us.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Nouy.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. Way back in April 7th, to be exact, I asked you a question about Ethiopia's new prime minister who had been sworn into service on the 2nd of April. You were to send in his name. The answer is 42-year-old Abiy Ahmed Ali. Prime Minister Ali is Ethiopia's third prime minister since the ruling party, the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front Party, came to power 27 years ago. And he's the first prime minister from Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, the Oromos. The winners of this week's quiz are Elvis Nadi Tamfu from Baminda, Cameroon, and Kabir Laden from Katsina State, Nigeria. Tapsi Bain from Chhattisgarh, India, is a winner this week. Tapsi sent in her answer the old-fashioned way by the post. Thanks, Tapsi, for taking the time to do that. The last two winners this week both texted their answers to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, David Thoronka from Banjul, the Gambia, and Brefo Ya Bretwum from Naswam in Ghana. You can send your quiz entries to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, too. Send your text to +336-3112-9682. That's +336-3112-9682. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, a French-American man jumped into the Pacific Ocean, aiming to swim from Choshi, Japan, to San Francisco, California, a mere 8,000 kilometers away. This 51-year-old man plans to complete this odyssey in 180 days. He'll swim for 8 hours, about 50 kilometers each day. He is wearing a shark repellent bracelet, thank goodness. This is not just about setting a record. In fact, his main purpose is to raise awareness about the horribly polluted state of our oceans, mainly from plastic. My question to you is, what is his name? Send in the name of the French-American man who, on Tuesday, started swimming across the Pacific Ocean. You have until the 9th of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 14th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336-3112-9682. That's +336-3112-9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
We have new RFI Listener Club members to welcome. There's longtime listener John James Bassey from Cross River State in Nigeria, Francis Sundima Tucker from The Gambia, and David A.B. Kona from Monrovia, Liberia. There's some great photos for you to look at on the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. Preetrawash Perkayasta, the president of the RFI Listeners Club of Jorhat, sent in some lovely photos of his club's perfect radio club initiative. To celebrate the regional new year, they visited a home for the elderly and presented the residents with a radio. Isn't that a lovely thing? You're great, bye. You can see the photos and read all about it on our Facebook pages. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for putting the show together so expertly, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll play you out with music from French singer Françoise Hardy. Listener Royce Crampton in Illinois sent me an article about her this week. Thanks, Royce. And it just seemed right I share with you music from this celebrated French rock and roll singer. She's singing Le Temps de l'Amour, The Time of Love, which she recorded in 1962. Pure vintage. Enjoy. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Car le temps de l'amour, ça vous met au cœur beaucoup de chaleur et de bonheur. Un beau jour, c'est l'amour et le cœur va plus vite. Car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains. De l'aventure, quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours. On s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient.